Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances. And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending. Not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. 5-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us. Well, we talk about on this show all the time about the importance of pursuing your passion and being true to it, no matter where it may take you in life. And our next guest is someone who's doing just that. We're joined today by Tam. He's an individual who's a pro soccer player in Turkey, but he's also discovered his own love of music, and he's sharing that with the world as well. We're going to talk to him not only about his passion for music, but also his project Yeg to the World as well. Tam, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, how are you doing, Cyrus? Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on with us, and congratulations to you on what you've been able to achieve. As I said, Tam, you are, you know, a pro soccer player, but also, you know, now you have this project, Yek to the World, that's available, and now we're going to be telling our listeners a little bit more about that. You know, what has it been like for you to kind of be able to have these two passions and to be able to pursue them?
Yeah, I mean, they're passions on different spectrums, but at the end of the day, it's just, for me, I was fortunate and unfortunate that I was able to start the second one in a time when I was on hiatus from the first one. And then now the two of them are kind of coming together now that I'm coming back into soccer. So it's a strange feeling at first, and it's hard for people to deal with, you know, from one spectrum or the other to kind of see you doing the other thing. But as long as you stay focused on it, man, and you can, you know, you continue to improve your trade, then it doesn't really matter what people think. The results are going to be there.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's the great thing about you, Tam. I was watching a video where you were actually talking about the project, Yek to the World. And what I liked about what you said, it wasn't just about your movement that you had created. It really was almost a love letter and a respect to where you come from. Why was that so important for you to kind of pay tribute to where you're from?
Because I think I consider myself kind of a nomad. I've been in so many different places, so many different cities throughout my career, and so many different countries. I've actually had 3 passports even. But I think it's very important to have a base, a home base, somewhere that you identify with, or somewhere that people can actually see you and know that, okay, this is who you represent by your character and your mannerisms. And for me, that is, you know, the city of Edmonton, which has an airport city code of YEG, which is why we call it YEG. And it was just important for me that if I'm going to do this, I would like to actually start off by kind of giving people a glimpse of where it is that I come from and why I will be the way that I am in my future project. That's it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, what is great about that is that a lot of people know what it's like to have that respect. You know, I think, you know, we all are kind of shaped, Tam, by where we come from, by where we live, the things around us. You talked about in that video that I referenced earlier that's on YouTube, you talked about that, you know, it really was about looking at the good and the bad and knowing that this is where you're from, but also showing people what is possible. Has that been a big part of what you do as well, that, you know, you're able to show people through your own example what they're able to do with their lives?
Oh, most definitely, and that's where the whole concept of Yeg to the World came from, because you're not limited to where you are. I mean, let's be realistic. A lot of people may not be happy with where they're living or what their living conditions are, but it doesn't mean that you can't improve on that or you can't at least take it to other places. But at the end of the day, you always remember where you started and where you came from, and that is the whole concept of saying Yeg to the World is about us realizing where we are and trying to find ways to improve it and let it be so that it improves to the point that we're so proud of what we're doing that other people kind of look at us and they see that glowing light and they say, hey, you know what, these guys got something going over there. That's what we want. That's what I want. And so far, it's been received very well in the city. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, again, that's one of the great things about it. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Joining us live today from Turkey is our guest, Tam. He's not only a pro soccer player in Turkey, but he's also a recording artist that's celebrating the release of Yek to the World, his new project. We're going to be listening to the single All Right from the project a little bit later. I want to talk about the universal power of music for a moment, Tam, because you know just like I know. You know, we're here in the States. I'm here on the radio dial in Mississippi, but we're heard online, you know, through various ways. You know, music has a way of connecting people like very few things has. What has it been like for you to kind of see, and I see you on, you know, Facebook and Twitter too. You know, what is it like for you to see the way that people are rallying around your music from all over the world?
It's interesting because I've had the perception when I first came to Europe when I was 16 that I could always connect to people through hip-hop. You know, like wherever you go, you're going to find a certain group of people that listen to hip-hop, and through that you kind of break barriers already, you know, whether it's whether, you know, you have language barriers or racial barriers or whatever it is. When you have that connection through the music or whatever it is that you have, it allows you to build connections in places that you normally wouldn't have that ability to. So that's the most important factor that I think there is for music. And I think, you know, from my perspective, it's a beautiful thing. I'm really happy that, you know, I'm able to kind of put my music out there and then try to find the people that are able to connect with it. But no matter, it doesn't have to be just in the States or in Canada. Now I'm out in Turkey. I've been in Germany. I've been in Spain, you know, wherever. And this is really a big goal of mine, to try and connect with as many people as possible.
Right. And one of the ways you're doing that is by doing shows like this, which we appreciate your being on with us. But you also, I referenced earlier, you also use YouTube as well. That's been a great way of being able to share your music. Talk about that. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have been responding to the videos you posted?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing about it is when people actually give you a direct reaction. And for me, I'm the type of person that I'm more than willing to take a positive and a negative feedback at the same time, as long as people are actually reacting to it, because that's when you know that somebody's really engaged in what you put out there. If somebody just watches it and then they dismiss it and go away, then you haven't engaged them enough for them to actually react to it. But when people react, I think that's the best feeling that you can get. And for me, I'm really happy with the fact that, you know, I've been getting comments where people actually, it's been generally very positive, and some I'm really happy about. But at the end of the day, also, I want to try and reach out to a broader crowd, to a you know, a wider range of audience. So this is why for me, it's a special treat, or say it's a pleasure for me to be able to be on a show like yours, where I have been given the opportunity to kind of reach out to more people, and this is exactly what I'm looking for.
Right. Well, we're glad to be able to be that platform. Again, everyone, recording artist and also pro soccer player Tam is joining us. We're talking about not only his love of both soccer and also music, but also, of course, how he's been able to now rally his fans around the new project, Yek to the World. The single we're getting ready to listen to is called All Right, and it goes to the heart of what I think is really important about Yek to the World, Tam, and that is you really put a lot of emphasis on words. A lot of artists these days are focused more on beats or, you know, giving somebody something that they can just dance to. It really seems like you're focused on the importance of what you say. Why is it that words are so important to you?
It's coming from where I'm coming from. Like, coming as a professional soccer player who's known as that, I felt like I put myself in a scope where I didn't want people to look at me and laugh at the fact that I started making music. So it became important to me that I could actually put myself out there in a way that I could respect myself, so people would have to respect me as well. And that, obviously, as a rapper, that comes into your words. That's the only thing you have that you can use to get people to respect you, let's say. And, you know, it became important to me to also kind of put myself out there and let the real me be known through my music. And that's what this song is about. It's about me. Like I said, I came into making music when I had a hiatus in football, or soccer, sorry. And, you know, that hiatus kind of put me in a position where I had to reflect on, you know, the mistakes that I made and things that I'd done. But I just decided, you know, at that point, you know what, at the end of the day, you just kind of got to accept your mistakes and move on, and just, you know, you focus on the fact that you've achieved what you achieved, but now you just, there's other things for you to do, and that's what this song is really all about.
Exactly. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Tam with All Right from his project Yek to the World. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Well, I guess I did it. It's time that I admit it. Turning myself in for crimes that I committed. They say you never know what you got till it's gone. I must have took for granted the fact that I was on. So on to the next one is how I live life now. Having a family would change your whole lifestyle. Taking care of a youngin' is kinda wild. And nowadays early I'm trying to have the lights out. They like, what happened to the Tam that I used to know? Guess you don't know me no more. Shit, well that's good to know. Generic greetings and hugs and now you good to go. Life's a performance, my niggas are on with the show. Cause now I'm focused on these next few years. Lord knows I don't wanna be getting tattooed tears. I'm on friends over some spilled beer. The future is here where I dreamed of making money with my peers. Alright, I keep it going and I'm praying so I'm knowing everything is alright. Still ain't a damn thing changed with the keys to the range, alright. Lord knows it's how it goes to get my chose, well alright. Still ain't a damn thing changed with the keys to the range. And rap these days is all for promoting your own brand. And I'm just out here trying to promote on my own man. It ain't the age, it's about being a grown man. Responsibility is a bitch and now we hold hands. And discipline is a given, you can't fake it. Cause ain't nobody giving you turns, you gotta take it. If you don't make it, that's a lesson learned. No hate shit, if you good, we good and I'll rate you. But learn that success comes with a high price tag. They just want you to do it like Mike and them Nike ads. They don't see you stressed and mess from all the pressure depressed. From addressing the blood suckers and the rest of them phony ass clones who just never leave you alone. Half of the reason I stand on my own. My house is my home. If you crumble, I just pick up all the pieces. At least I know I'm the king of my throne. Alright, I keep it going and I'm praying so I'm knowing everything is alright. Still ain't a damn thing changed with the keys to the range. Alright, Lord knows it's how it goes to get my chose. Well alright,
from his project Yeg to the World here on Conversations Live. Joining us live today from Turkey is Tam. We've been talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's like for him to share that. So Tam, now that our listeners here have heard them both in the South and online around the world, have heard the single All Right, what is your hope when people do hear music from this project Yeg to the World? What is your hope that people are able to know about you as an artist and the message that you're sharing?
Honestly, like, the universal message is just about me, myself, and my experiences, and then you can take from it what you want. You know, I mean, everybody has experiences that they go through, and you kind of look for avenues and a way to have some relations so that you can be able to deal with it a little bit easier, and hopefully I can give you that. But bottom line for me, the reason I started making music and the reason why I love doing it is because it's therapeutic for me. And then I put it out there, and hopefully that energy can be able to do the same for other people, or you can just enjoy it whichever way you want it. And that's the bottom line for me, really, when it comes to that.
All right, and I think that's definitely what's going to happen. Again, everyone, Tam has been our guest. Tam, let our listeners know the best place to be able to reach you and find out more information about the album.
Best place for everything is if you just go to my website, which is www.tamnsaliwa, which is my last name.com. And you can pretty much find everything there. There's links to the YouTube page, the Facebook page. Actually, you can download the album directly from the website as well. And any and everything that you need or want to know about me or even ways to contact me is all there in one place.
All right. So, Tam, congratulations to you, man. And thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us today. Really appreciate it.
No, man, I appreciate you guys. Thanks again for having me, man.
Hey, glad to do it. Now, for those of you who came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliferadio.com. That's conversations with an S, liferadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.